Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Planestalkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I am your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, well, I had more trypto-fantastic turkey than I could shake a stick at, co-host Aramis Bros. Aramis, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I think you probably had my share of turkey, too, because, you know, I don't eat that much turkey.
I loved it. Oh, I love Thanksgiving so much.
I'm a one-and-done kind of guy with Thanksgiving.
All right, but let's... All right, before we begin the show tonight, we'd like to remind you that this episode and every episode of the Planestalkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys, with their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge someday if COVID ever decides to leave. Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and now in the Poughkeepsie Galleria in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's is the absolute best place in gaming. Now, listen, they can't host events right now. They're obviously not doing that, but their retail store is hopping. If you're around the area, stop in. But if you're not around the area, if you're one of our listeners listening to us in Zimbabwe, we know who you are, please feel free to visit their website. It's at KGS Online. That's KiteGoSamuelOnline.com. Don't forget, you can also get 5% off any online order when you use the promo code PlainStalkers2020 at checkout. And I don't know if he's going to update that to 21 or not. If he doesn't, we're just going to say that they're using it for vision. So,
yeah.
And I also want to take this second to recognize our Planeswalker level patrons: Brian, David, Jonathan, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Mark, George, Josh, Zach, Walter, Ian, and Randy. You guys really keep the show running. We really couldn't do it without you. We are so thankful for everything you do for us. You've allowed me to get this awesome stream deck this year. So, you know, kudos to you on that. Absolutely. Salute. But really, just other things, you know, you're letting this show run, really. It's a labor of love, but it's very nice that we're not, you know, that. So, listen, we have great things in store for our patrons. We do quite a few things for you now. Obviously, when Kaldheim comes, we'll do another playoff event, and we give our patrons little bonuses on that, which I'm just saying right now, if there's a buy, the patron gets it. Get it? Got it? Good. Okay.
Yes.
Moving on.
No confusion there. Thank you very much.
If you want to find out more, go to patreon.com/planestalkers. Finally, I want to remind you guys that we are ranked on the Feedspot, which is seems to be an aggregator of various websites and things. We're a top 25 podcast. So you can find out more at blog.feedspot.com/magic_the_gathering_podcasts. And I really should find a way to make that easier. They do try it's a pretty cool site. You know, they've got some stuff on there. We're still sitting in, I think, number 14. So I want to thank you guys for checking that out. But, you know, let's get to it. We're in untap phase. And, you know, after the tech issues I've had tonight, I'm untapping this. Okay,
so for those of you who are not watching the video, it's about a 5-gallon jug.
This is what we call in the upstate New York area a growler. So, and I have to drink it because it's going to go bad. So,
I think what people in upstate New York end up calling that actually is a sippy cup because it's so small.
Oh, good. The carbonation was still in there. Did you hear that? I was so worried it would go flat. Oh, it didn't. I am drinking what's called Wolf's Hollow District 6. It is a nice 9% IPA. I had some the other night at their place, and then I brought home a growler of it for myself.
Did you say 9?
I did say 9. And I'm going to drink out of a cup because I don't think I want anyone getting, like, you know, screen captures of this. So,
oh, already did.
God damn it. So, Aramis, how the hell are you tonight, sir?
I am good. I mean, for those of you watching the video, as you can see, I have ascended to the divine realm of magic with the halo around me.
No, actually, you become the mirror universe evil version of yourself.
Well, you know, they can still ascend to godhood. That's fine. Isn't that? I didn't say I was a benevolent god.
No,
I will still take your worship and your offerings. You know, I'll still take all of that. but no, I'm doing pretty good. You know, the holiday was nice. It was a small gathering like it should have been, you know, just very
We had 15 people here. It was amazing. We invited everyone in the neighborhood. We also invited children and young adults from all over. We had 15 people at any one time. I would say it was closer to 50. Coincidentally, I have a slight cough. So.
Not going to touch that one.
No. We also had a nice, small, intimate gathering. So
yeah, just the people in the household, basically. We made a little bit of turkey, some stuffing, a really nice chocolate cream pie, which I'm going to have some more of later.
I have grape pie. When we went to Rochester, we'll go over that. Because we've had a few weeks. I went to Rochester. I went home a few weeks ago, and we picked up a kitten, and then we decided that we wanted to go to my wife's favorite place to go when we go to my hometown, Casa Lager Winery. And while we were there, I forget where I was going with that. Oh shit! They were selling grape pies. So grape pie is a delicacy from Western New York. When I say delicacy, I mean just the awesomest thing ever. It's 100%. It's a grape pie. It's basically they put grape in a pie. Wow. Not watching us tonight. Watching music videos. You suck. Anyway, I got a grape pie. We brought it home. Wendy ate most of it. I have one piece left and she's always like, why haven't you eaten it? Why haven't you eaten it yet? I'm like, motherfucker, I'm savoring that shit. Because I also ate an entire lemon meringue pie from Thanksgiving. So, and I'm slightly, diabetic. So, you gotta spread these out a little bit.
That tingling sensation in your feet, it's not going away.
Yeah, that's okay. Listen, with 15 people there, I probably won't feel, 15 people at my house at Thanksgiving, I probably won't feel much of it very long.
You certainly won't smell any of it when it goes dead.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. Is it too soon for COVID jokes yet?
At this point, I mean, I guess you have to make fun of it. I mean, even though it's obviously hit both of us personally.
Yeah, it did.
But you kind of have to at this point.
I'm not picking on COVID. I'm picking on idiots. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I shouldn't even say that because I might have listeners out there, and we don't alienate listeners on this show, Aramis. We had Wendy's parents over. We really couldn't not. They've been maintaining really good social distancing. I wore a mask. The fact is we got to the point where we asked ourselves if this was the last Thanksgiving, how would we feel? And I was like, you know what? If they're willing to roll the dice, so am I. So, at the end of the day, they don't go anywhere. So...
Yeah, I mean, if it's something like that where they literally don't see anybody and it's they're not having to, because I guess what the problem is now is that people's social circles, they're introducing people from other social circles who have people from other social circles, and it's all these little itty bitty groups, and they're all spreading it, not knowing it, and it's just ugh. But anyway, you take the precautions you can. I mean,
I have one social circle. We have a couple friend that maintain pretty good distance. I think I've mentioned him, Tansman's. In fact, I was with Tansman when I got this. Which means we hang out in public places. We tend to hang out, outdoors if we can, and we don't really go to each other's houses. But it's just a matter of like, holy crap, people are good. So is the mouse on the podcast with you? Oh dear. Do you have a mouse at the house?
It's this thing.
Oh.
She's talking about the mic.
We've got a new kitten. And then
I saw the story, yeah.
Well, no, we have a new kitten. And then the reason we got it was, to be quite honest, we've kind of lost all the other cats over time. Like, we have the two parents still because they're smart and they're not idiots. But the four kittens over the past 2 years have periodically just kind of disappeared. So, again, we don't like to let them out. They let themselves out and they find ways out. But,
yeah.
So... we go to get the kitten last weekend before Thanksgiving, and because, everybody was kind of sad about it. So I was like, well, listen, as long as you guys make me a deal that this cat is not getting outside no matter what the hell we do, I'm fine. All right, I'm done losing cats. We go to get the kitten. We come home. The kitten's beautiful. He's fun. We had a great day in Rochester. I got to see my aunt. I got to see my family. Socially distant, of course. I saw my aunt through her screen door, like that sort of thing. But, we get home, and then the next day, somebody sends my wife a text message in Facebook, and she says, hey, you still looking for T2, like the cat we've been missing for a couple weeks? And Wendy's like, yeah, why? Somebody else said they saw it down the road. She's like, well, she's like further down 126. And so we go and look, and I know right away it isn't T2. I know it. Because I know T2. T2 had a very long tail. He was a certain type of cat. He was a tiger cat. But he had a twin brother that was the first cat we lost a year and a half ago. And I get there, and I call for T2, and I notice that this cat responds, even though he's not T2. Like, he responds to the sound of my voice. He looks at me. He gets very excited. And then Wendy comes over, and she's walking and says something, and the cat looks at her, and he gets very excited again. And I'm thinking now, I come over and I put my hand down. He smells my hand, gets excited, puts his head in my hand, and rubs it. Like, I know you. You found me. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, is this Tenderheart? Which is the first cat we lost. Isabel gets out of the car and she goes, oh my God, it's Tenderheart. It's totally Tenderheart. And Tenderheart sees her and goes nuts. Like, runs to her and everything. She was his cat, or he was her cat.
That's awesome.
We get him home. Now, I'm not totally sure yet. I'm like, maybe this is just one affectionate tiger cat, all right? You know, right. They couldn't keep him there. I was like, well, we'll take him either way. Whether it's ours or not, we'll take it. But we get him back in the house, and this is where I found out. We get him in the house. Isabel puts the cat down. He doesn't sniff. He just knows where to go. He's going right through the living room. He's going to her room. I'm like, it's Tenderheart.
So the hell did he go?
The way we figure it, somebody must have grabbed him and held on to him, because he's alive. He was gone for a year. I mean, he was very, very malnourished. We're getting him back up to speed. But the way I figure it, somebody must have had him. Hmm. And then he either escaped and decided to head home, because again, a week and a half ago, somebody down the road, like further down the road, said they thought they saw T2. So I'm like, okay, this cat must have been making his way home, because we kept a litter box outside and things like that for T2. I'm like, oh, this is cool. So we're back to having four cats. But that's my great story tonight. Thank you for watching Commander Craft. No, or Planeswalkers.
That is a cool story.
Anything else going on with you? I mean, well, that's not really. The haps. I mean,
yeah, that's the haps. I mean, you know, the holiday happened. You know, we celebrated safely. We, you know, did a couple of Zoom calls, and we took advantage of some Black Friday sales.
Did you buy me anything?
A couple of new. No,
God, my birthday's at Christmas, man. Come on, what's wrong?
Yeah. Uh huh. What? So what?
I need a present. I'm a wonderful human being.
I will get you a signed copy of Sorrow's Path.
Okay, sounds like a plan. I'll expect it.
Not a chance. I picked up a couple new Satin Towers. You know, I finished building a new commander deck, so you know, I got some stuff ready for Wednesday. And
I don't know what I'm playing Wednesday. I started putting together my populate deck again. I might play that Wednesday because I'm going to lose no matter what, because Steve's coming loaded for bear.
So. He's got three new decks to choose from. We can pick and choose. I would say not the CEDH deck though.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. We can have poison, fire, or drowning. Okay, that sounds incredible.
I'm gonna have fun either way. So
I know it's you know, and even a bad night of commander is still better than a good day at work. Oh my God, that's the other thing going on. I have a new job.
Yep.
I start about that. Congratulations. I start 2 weeks from today. So here's the thing. Just a show note. I think we've decided we're also gonna take next week off. Right. There's not a ton going on.
Probably. Yeah.
All right. So in 2 weeks I will be remote. So who knows how the podcast is gonna look. I'll be in New Jersey. Maybe we'll go live next week and go dark in 2 weeks. Cause
that might be better.
It might be better.
That honestly might be better, because you know, you'll at least be here, and if we run into technical issues while you're in Jersey, that's gonna be a whole heck of a lot harder to troubleshoot. Right.
So yeah, maybe we'll do that. We will be live next week. And then we'll try to do Commander Craft, you know, from Jersey. I don't see why we couldn't. So.
Not
Commander Craft, the Planeswalkers playcast. Commander Craft is a totally different animal now. So
right.
Nah, Steve, I'm going to be in the southern part of New Jersey, and again, social distancing.
Say hi through the door from your car. Yeah,
exactly.
Stay in your house. I'll stay in the car. Go away.
I'm bypassing the city altogether. I'm going right down the pike. I'm literally near. They're putting me near Philadelphia. I'm a 4-hour trip. So. From here, 3 hours from where you are.
And you have to drive the turnpike. I apologize to everyone who lives in New Jersey who has to deal with the turnpike at any point in their lives, because that thing is an abomination.
What? It's not like you made it.
No, but I had to drive it once, and that was enough for me. I still have trauma flashbacks from that thing. It was terrible. Who exits to the left?
I didn't mean to edge you there. I accidentally hit it, but we'll go to main phase.
There you go.
All right. So, you know what? Actually, we have to go back because we didn't upkeep.
There you go.
So, yes, tonight's show is going to be a little strange. Again, guys, it's the quiet season of Magic. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot going on. There's some events going, especially where Standard's concerned. You know, it's pretty much, yeah. So,
I mean, there's a big tournament happening this weekend, but it's not until this weekend.
So. Right, so we'll have some stuff next week. So, yeah, it is a better week. So what we wanted to do tonight is we're going to kind of do our holiday special, which is, you know, this is our, you know, we're going to start our third year here shortly. I think our two-year anniversary is going to be early next, or January. Late next month,
yeah.
Like right after Christmas. So
yeah, right at the beginning of January, end of December.
Right. So last year what we did around this time is we had kind of like a holiday special, but we're going to, you know, we obviously have a buying guide, kind of go through things that you might want to get for your you know, spouse, kids, whatever. But we're also then, him, Aramis and I are just going to have a commentary on Magic and talk about why we love the game, why we love this show, why, you know, why we're doing this show, what's things are going on, like just kind of an update there. Then we're going to get into, in main two, we'll do State of Standard, which is going to be pretty much the same as it ever was. Talk a little bit about Commander Legends and the lessons that hopefully have been learned, because there should have been lessons learned. And we're going to go on from there. So I want to remind you guys, we have a sister show now, another show on the podcast network, the Planeswalkers Podcast Network, Commander Craft. They did put their first episode out. I think they're going to re-record it because they had some serious technical difficulties, but they're on the right track. We're very excited for them. It's Anthony and Steve, the guys we play with on Wednesday night during the playcast. So you want to find out more, I think it's CommanderCraftMTG.com. Facebook, they're Commander Craft MTG. Twitter, Twitch is MTG. The whole thing, it's the same thing. Yeah. So check them out. It's a great show. Eventually, they'll give us an ad. We just recorded one for them, so I have to edit it together. But now we can get into the main phase. So
main phase.
All right. So welcome to our holiday special. Yay!
You needed to get some like jingle bells and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. You know what? I should have prepared. How about that? You know, we can just do this a lot. So we'll just do that quite a few times.
I guess. I mean, since it's Wizards making money, sure.
Listen, Steve, you guys have got to get the Discord thing figured out. the Discord links are tough. No, I got to talk with it. I got to talk with Anthony about getting the. Discord.commandercraftmtg. Like, what I had to do was I used a site. We'll talk about it. It's offline. All right. Yeah. So, we're going to talk about the... Aramis and I really want to... Well, let's start with the buying guide. Let's do that. Let's...
Okay.
Before we talk about ourselves, let's talk about the world. So, this holiday season...
Which is round, by the way.
Huh?
Totally round.
Yes, just like your head and the halo above you. Yes. So, but not your evil goatee. Listen, I've always had a beard. Now it changes colors, and I'm starting a new job in 2 weeks. I guarantee you, it's going to change color
or disappear.
No, I won't shave it because then you get like the gel. You know, Wendy's all like, "You should keep the white beard. It's Santa Claus." I'm like, "That's why I'm not keeping the white beard." So, but I definitely, you know, this is a time of year where we like to kind of talk about it. It's a strange year because there's not, for the first time in two years, they're not doing the, which I think is a mistake. They're not doing the Magic, what do they call it? The Magic home game or?
Game night?
Game night, that's it.
Yeah, they're not doing game night this year. I don't even know, like, they're doing the Zendikar gift bundle, which they did last year for Thornvale Drain.
Which I already picked up one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it out there to you right now, folks. Nah.
It's not really anything too special.
Nothing. You know what? I like the die. I like some of the stuff. I like that I get a collector booster, but...
Eh. I would have rather bought a couple of collector boosters with what you pay for it.
Exactly. You could have bought two collectors. So, But game night is this... Here's the thing. You might be able to find it in some of your Walmarts. It is this... it's in a pentagon shape box. And basically what it is it's basically five monocolored 60-card decks that are balanced to play with each other.
Up on camera.
Huh? Oh, this. There you go. Yes.
There it is, right here. If you're watching guys on the feed, this was last year's edition.
Yep. And it's fun, and it introduces people to Magic. So if you can find that, do it. Now, I know that they said that they're replacing Game Night with Jumpstart. Well, that didn't
Good
work.
Luck finding Jumpstart.
Yeah, Jumpstart.
Which I still would like to believe that it is eventually coming back. I mean,
yeah, it's going to come back, but I definitely think that'll be a topic for our year in review show if we'll have in a few weeks.
Yeah. It's a shame because, I mean, I was only able to get two or three packs of Jumpstart before it was gone. Oh. And the packs that I got were amazing. They were a lot of fun. And yeah. It's a great product. And, you know, it ticks off all the boxes. And it was just the middle of the pandemic.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I managed to get like 7 or 8 of these Jumpstart
packs.
That's
not bad.
So I think I got more than 8. So, and I mean, I've kept them together because, again, we're always looking. When we play Magic now, they don't like to play me constructed. So,
because
things happen. So mm-hmm. I've also got, you know, so that's another thing we could talk about. Okay, so they don't have Game Night and they don't have Jumpstart. So what can you do? Well, this has been the year of Commander. What is Commander, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. Commander is the absolute best way to play Magic. Don't get me wrong. We're a Standard podcast, and I love Standard, and I play Standard as much as humanly possible. But to be quite honest, you know, Commander is more, I want to say nuanced, but also more
It's classic inclusive. Magic.
It's classic, yeah. So,
it's classic Magic.
So they have basically, With each commander, once a year they would release, you know, 4 or 5 commander, usually 5 commander decks. $40 a piece. They would come with a big, large foil card and all that. In Zendikar Rising and Commander Legends, they moved away from that. I still have a strange feeling it's because the foil, like, printing. Like, they were like, oh, we can't do the big cards. We'll charge them $20.
Well, I mean,
and I like it better.
Yeah, the big foil card for me never really did anything. There's Benson with the Commander decks for Zendikar Rising and Commander Legends.
Now, yes.
Commander is a 100-card deck format. You play one of those cards as your commander. It's like the general of your army. The deck is based around that card, so
colors green, and all white, that.
Yeah, all the colors and everything.
If you're a non-person buying for somebody, you can never go wrong with Commander. You know, I don't want to go
into Commander precons are always...
Yeah. I don't want to go too far into the weeds on what it is, but Commander precons are wonderful. You know, they're put together well. If you can, the Zendikar Rising, which will be in the green boxes,
they're better.
I'm just going to say it, they're better.
They're better. They're flat out better. And they're cheaper than the Commander decks that were released earlier in the year. They were normally, like you said, around
$40
or so. And because of, you know,
Amazon had a sale today, $88 for all of them.
Yeah, like supposed shipping issues and stocking issues, and because certain cards in there were really good. There were some decks this year that you couldn't get them for $50, $60, $70, $80.
Yeah.
But the new ones that just came out with Zendikar Rising and with Commander Legends were about $20 a piece. Now, the problem is that Wizards doesn't do MSRP anymore. So there is no more suggested retail price. So it's kind of sort of a guess. But these seem to be around the $20 range. I would not pay more than $25 for these.
And here's the thing, folks: if you're a non-Magic person and your kid or somebody, your husband put this in front of you, you know, yes, absolutely, they are available at Walmart. They're available at Target. Mm-hmm. They're available at Walgreens. But I want to encourage you to actually take a few extra minutes and find out if there's a local game store by you, or ask the person you're buying the cards for. Now, even if they say, just get them at Walmart. Don't just get them at Walmart. Don't just get them at Amazon. Like, take the time, find a local game store. Hey, KGSonline.com. Tell your friends. But, you know, find a local game store because, believe it or not, that does support them. I mean, the precons, they don't see a lot of profit anyway. But in this economy and where we're headed and the way things look like they're going, I have a feeling every little bit is going to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to encourage you. I mean, we spent the last few weeks interviewing various hosts or various owners of game stores. We interviewed both Chris and Stasia. Again, we still want to get Steve on here at some point. I just couldn't reach out today with the job situation. So, but I really do hope we get him on soon. But at the end of the day, local game stores need your help. So besides that, Aramis, is there anything, I mean, what else can they get? I mean, you know.
I mean, a great stocking stuffer for someone who plays Magic. I mean, either loose booster packs of the set, most recent sets that have come out. So that would be Zendikar Rising or Commander Legends. Card sleeves. I would recommend the Dragon Shield matte sleeves.
Yes, absolutely.
Local game stores will tend to have those. You can also find those occasionally at Walmart. I have seen Dragon Shield mats at Walmart.
Yes.
Play mats like Benson is showing up right now. That is a great thing to get for a Magic player. I would say try to find out what they like, because you can get them with custom, with the art of cards on them. You can get them with just flat colors. There's a few different kinds to get. Ultra Pro's obviously really good. Again, Dragon Shield makes very good play mats.
If you wanted to make one special, inkedgaming.com.
Inkedgaming.com does
they're
a great
reasonable
job.
It's about $29, I think, to get one. They'll put any picture on it. So, you know what? We really should get some. Maybe that's something we get our patrons. Is some play mats. We'll talk about that.
And something else too. Like if you look on, this is looking through Amazon. So you know, take that with a grain of salt as it is giving Jeff Bezos money. But there are people out there who make custom like counters and dice and tokens.
Oh yeah. Or Etsy. You know,
look,
Etsy's a better one.
Especially Etsy. Etsy supports small businesses. Go to Etsy first. If you can't find it on Etsy, if you can't find it anywhere else, then okay, fine. You go to Amazon. Maybe what you can do is you find who the vendor is on Amazon and then find their website and then order it through them. That way they get more of the direct sale.
Absolutely.
But yeah, local game stores, if you can do it, if it's practical and reasonable for you to do so. Big box stores if you don't have any other choice, because, you know, in the end, you're getting it for someone who plays Magic, and hopefully they enjoy the gift itself. It doesn't necessarily matter where it comes from, but if you can support your local game store, that is the lifeblood of the game. Even though we can't do in-person events for most places, they really need your help. I mean, even if you, like, if they have, like, gift certificates or something that the special person in your life that plays Magic, if they want to buy singles are the best way to support a local game store because they get 100% of that profit.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Definitely single, but here's the thing. Singles are kind of one of those things. Make sure you get a list from your kid.
Yeah. or like I said, if the store offers like a gift certificate or a gift card, get them a gift card. I know, you know, you can get, like, I think Kerwin's does gift cards.
They do gift cards. Yes.
So you can either go through their online store or you can, if you're in the area where they are, Catskill or Poughkeepsie, take a drive up and tell the kid, hey, here's $50. Go wild.
Yeah.
So, they might be able to buy one fetch land.
But not a Scalding Tarn.
Not a Scalding Tarn.
All right. So, you know, that's kind of like it's a good thing to do. I mean, obviously, it's always good to have Magic stuff. These are always great stocking stuffers. These are sleeves that I'm going to put on my commander deck. Absolutely cannot say it enough. Like, support game stores, but failing that, obviously Inked Gaming, various other things, Commander Precon seem to be your best bet. The Planeswalker Precon decks, they're hot garbage.
They don't exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they exist anymore. They haven't done them anyway, because they didn't do one for Zendikar
Rising, right?
They did it for Commander decks instead.
Right, they Core 21 they didn't either.
That was the last one. Core 21 was the last one they did. They may still do those, but I would avoid the Planeswalker decks. Especially if the person you're buying for already knows how to play.
Yeah.
Because the Planeswalker decks were sort of their way of trying to introduce people. If you want to do it that way and you're introducing someone, it might be a little more expensive. Try to see if you can find the Challenger decks from last year.
They're not standard. Just go to a game store and they'll give you some free, you know, starter things.
Yeah, but those are even worse than playing.
They're all hot garbage. Don't get me wrong. Yeah,
if you want a good gameplay experience out of the box,
Challenger decks, and they're
learning how to play Challenger decks if you can find them, Commander precons if you can find them. Those are the best ways to do it. Those are playable and enjoyable right out of the box. There's some websites. I think Card Kingdom has pre-built decks that they've make themselves that are like.
Kerwin's does. Josh Kerwin, puts together Kerwin. Decks.
Yeah. So you know, it can be done. Go to a local game store, Card Kingdom, Kerwin's. They might do this where they put decks together that are actually competitive, that are actually.
Or watch Commander Craft with Steve and Anthony, and they'll go through how to build a commander deck. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's kind of our buying guide for this year. Again, it's a little weird year without the game nights and stuff. It's weird. They have had more products spread throughout the year, but they haven't really, you know,
it's
around
the
holidays.
Course,
I mean, there's
though.
The Secret Lairs that came out. Listen, I'm not going to make you go and give money to Wizards. Like, I'd much rather see you go to a game store. You know, Bob Ross lands are fun and exciting, but
Those are more premium products. Yeah, anyway. I would say like if you're getting a gift for some, and if you were getting a Secret Lair, especially the most recent one, they're not going to get it for the holiday anyway. It's not going to ship till March.
So, all right. So, moving on during our holiday special, that was the end of our buying guide. And thank you, Studio
Spend,
Audience. Thank you.
Consume.
You know, let's talk a little bit about like the show,
sure.
and the game itself. You know, I mean it's. Why are we doing this? I mean, it was a question I thought I'd ask myself today. We were sitting there trying to talk about, like, what's going on. And, you know, I feel like it's something that needs to be said every once in a while. If nothing else, just to remind ourselves of why we do this show, why we love this game, why we're fans. So, you know, I mean, everybody's heard our story. If you haven't, go find earlier episodes of how Aramis and I found out we liked Magic while we were working together. It's a great, interesting story. There was music. There was singing and dancing. There was an angel choir. The whole nine yards. You know, but, you know, when it comes to...
You and I remember that story very differently.
Yes. Wow. Well, yeah. Like, when I saw you, there was a halo of light around you. And it was like, oh.
You mean like this?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it looked like, actually.
There you go.
But, yeah, Aramis, like, talk about your love for Magic. Like, why are you still playing this game? I mean, granted, we both walked away for a period, but why are we still playing this game 28, almost 30 years later?
Well, you know, it's because like crack cocaine. Once you take one hit, you know, eventually come crawling back. Oh,
yeah, that's really
that's
great
wrong.
For our listeners. Yes,
that's the
worst drug you've ever taken.
Now, you know, it's, for me, I like the complexity of it. But at the same time, it's straightforward. You have a very easily attainable goal. You know, you're supposed to defeat your opponent. This is how you do it. You know, I'm a nerd at heart, so I play Dungeons & Dragons. I love
this
RPGs.
Is how you do it.
Sorry. Oh, God, there's a copyright strike.
Oh, that's got to come out. I got to get that in there. All right, sorry, go on.
Anyway, you know, I like RPGs. I liked Dungeons & Dragons, the fantasy tropes, all that stuff. And Magic really fits into that. You know, it was like combining chess, poker, and D&D all into one happy little package. I like the fact that...
Why are we not doing a D&D thing? You should DM on Discord with your wife and my wife and I, with four of us. This can happen.
I would love that. I've been wanting to play D&D for about... 15 years, 20 years now.
Oh,
I've been
you know what? Go
group.
To D&D Beyond and just buy the books today, man. They're like on sale.
Anyway, back.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's cool. That's something we could talk about offline.
Yes,
we'll talk about that after the show. But to me, you know, it's just like you're able to sort of express yourself and the things that you enjoy through the decks that you build. Now, I love Standard, like you were saying. I like playing Standard. My favorite two formats are Limited and Commander, and Commander's been really gaining a lot of ground lately. And I think for me, the reason why I really have been enjoying Commander is because, for one, you can play almost every card from the history of Magic. That's Standard's biggest drawback, is that it's, you know, the constant rotation, right. So it's constantly having to keep up. Where with Commander, you build one deck you like, and you have that deck forever. You can play that deck forever, and you know, you just basically maybe add a card here, add a card there, and it really can be like a expression of yourself. And so, like, if you enjoy, I don't know, fairies, you can build a deck based around Una or other fairies, and there you go. If you like pirates, dinosaurs, you know, ninjas.
So fairies or pirates.
I have a pirate deck.
I admit I'm a child. Okay.
Hey, I act my shoe size any chance that I can.
So get. I guess my question then is, I mean, we're the head. I mean, we have a network now. We have a Planeswalkers network, and we gave Commandercraft to Anthony and Steve. But you're right. Like, Commander's kind of gaining. Should we kick those motherfuckers off a show and we'll make them do this one?
Nah, we'll let them have a slice of the pie. But it's great. You know, it's just the social aspect of it. Getting to meet new people. Getting to interact, obviously that's hard these days, but up until, you know, before times, when we could go to a game store and play.
Before the dark times.
Before the dark
times.
Before
the empire.
Before the empire. You know, we could get together and play with our friends. I mean, there's nothing better than spending, you know, a few hours on a Friday night with three or four of your friends playing some massive multiplayer free-for-all. And you look up and it's like 3 a.m. and you're like, oh crap, we were supposed to leave at like 10.
See, yeah, I'm kind of in a similar boat. Now, I've always gone for cerebral games. You know, I mean, I'm not a very good chess player, but I like to play chess, if that makes any sense.
I'm terrible at chess, but I like to play it.
I was in on this on the ground floor. Like, I really was. I mean, being from Rochester, New York, I mean, I learned to play at Oswego. But when I went home, I mean, you know, the Rochester draft was a thing, you know, like it happened in Rochester. Like, was I a part of that? No, I didn't get there as often as I would have liked. But, you know, I was around for some of it. I was on the periphery. I saw things happening. I always enjoyed playing it. I had pretty mediocre / not great decks, but I had some decent cards and some good stuff going and cards that would be worth quite a bit today. For me, I've always been more of a player than a collector. And I think you're kind of, you like to play, but you're also very large on the collecting thing. Like, you're all about.
I like to be able to collect the cards and have a, you know, a binder full of a complete set and then try to foil it out later on, just because it's there's so many different facets to the game. There's so many different ways that you can enjoy it. And I think that's what really is appealing to me. Was like, you know, certain video games, if you like shooters, you get shooters.
Oh yeah, Call of Duty's downstairs, I love it.
Yeah, but with Magic, all in that one game, you like being aggressive, there's strategies for that. You like being controlling, there's strategies for that. You like having wacky combos that might never work, except for that one time 4 years ago, and it was awesome, there's a deck for you there. You just like collecting the cards, you can do that.
Yeah. I've always been more of a player, you know, again, because I started out playing and, you know, and then when I walked away from it, you know, after I got married and then sold my cards and still regret that to this day, you know, and coming back to it after, you know, a good 12 years, you know, yeah, I find myself playing Standard more. Like, when I left, Standard really wasn't a thing yet. It was around, but it was, you know, I wasn't playing it. I am really digging Commander these days. You know, I mean, I was going through my deck box the other day, my toolkit that I used to take to work, that I will no longer take to work because I don't imagine the people in jail would. Well, maybe I'll get some Magic guys playing with the inmates, but I don't know that they'll let me hang with the inmates.
You bring your tracks to deck, you're likely to get shanked.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. You know, it's weird because, I mean, I've got this road kit that I put together. It's like I grabbed this Stanley toolbox for work. And that's really what happened, is that my love of the game happened mainly because of you. It came back. You know, I was playing it a little bit, but I wasn't really into it. I mean, the store here, Guardian, I would go every couple of months and, you know, hang out, or every couple of weeks. But it wasn't until I started hanging with you, and you and I started playing every day at work, and then we started getting the club together, and I was starting to play with the students, that I really got back into this game whole hog. And I mean, I was walking around, you saw it, I had a toolbox with, you know, 10 Standard decks in it and one or two Commanders. you know, now it's got 10 commander decks and maybe one standard, and my modern deck, Bogles for the win. But I like the game because of the complexity. I like the game because it's any given Sunday, you know, even with, yes. You know, yes. All right, if you roll in with a Planeswalker deck to any Friday Night Magic, you're going to have a tough road to hoe. But you might still you're going to squeak out a win or two.
Yeah, you'll catch a couple people off guard.
That's the thing. It all comes down to that. There's still such variance. And listen, being a cerebral player, like I said, I mean, I was into Magic from the beginning. I was into poker way before everybody else was at the end of the 90s, start of the 2000s. Like, I was playing poker from like 94, 95, Texas Hold'em, the whole nine yards. Like, I was in. Like, and again, same idea. It's the variance. It's the fact that you tend not to play the cards. You tend to play the person. Like, you know, with you, you know, there are certain ways I play Magic when I'm playing against you that I don't tend to do when I'm playing somebody like Steve, who, you know, like, he's got always us outclassed. Enemy. Yeah.
Like, always attacking an enemy when I have two and two white open.
Oh, what's that? You know what? I don't even want to hear it. He took Shalai out.
Yeah,
that game wrapped. I wasn't talking about the perfect board state, mind you, the Atraxa board state you want. I had
that close.
Oh, that fuck
close.
Me.
That close.
So,
like, well, and what you were touching on earlier about how, you know, the change in the composition of your travel box, it's a happy coincidence, I guess we'll say this, that the pandemic hit when it did.
Yeah.
Because this year was the year of Commander, and now this is also the year that you can't play in person. But it's also the same time that all this online play over video cameras was taking off during the pandemic, and people are playing Commander. They're not playing Standard.
And now Wizards, as I understand it, has bought Spelltable. Like,
they bought Spelltable, yeah.
They Spelltable is now a Wizards commodity, which makes me not like it as much, to be quite honest with you.
But that does mean it'll get official Wizards support, which
it'll get a lot more support. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll get, which, you know, all kidding aside is a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Wizards will gum up the works in some way, somehow, because they always do, and it's not always their fault. It's just they don't know how to do stuff.
It's not even Wizards, it's Hasbro, nine times out of 10.
Hasbro, yeah.
But
yeah, they bought Spelltable, and it was a very shrewd and very well timed purchase. I mean, this thing was taking off. So, I love the fact that even though we're all physically separated, even though the pandemic is really keeping us all apart, that on Wednesday nights, I can sit down, play a couple games of Commander, and scratch that itch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because as much as, like, if I want to play Standard or Draft, I go on Arena, and as much as I enjoy that, it's just not the same.
There is
something about playing and sitting across the table, or in this case, looking at the other side of a webcam, that Arena just cannot duplicate for as flashy and pretty as it is.
I think that's also chat. Like, the fact is, we bust balls, and that is a part of it. You get, you know, and the political aspect as far as Commander goes of,
yes,
you know, all right, guys, Steve's going crazy. Can we all stop attacking me for 5 minutes and maybe attack Steve?
Well, I love how the grudges carry over from week to week. It's like, I lost to you last week, so you're the first one on my list tonight. Yeah.
He came loaded for bear that night, yeah.
He did, but he also died.
He did, because we have to kill him quickly. Like, he's saying that he's going to play with a CEDH deck on Wednesday because he wants to show it off. You know what? I almost want to be like, motherfracker, Planeswalkers Playcast is my show, so you can show it off on your show.
he could show it off and say, hey, this is what this deck does, but when the game actually starts, he needs to be playing a different deck, because none of us here have CEDH decks.
No. The closest I've got is Atraxa.
He's not going to Goldfish for a turn two win just to pad his win total. If he wants to win, he's got to bring something that can just at least have a chance to lose.
I'm beginning to think we, for the Planeswalkers Playcast, I think you and I are going to have to come up with some sort of fucking, ban list or reserved list of some sort.
Nah, he just has to keep the power level down.
Right. Well, because I mean,
keep it between 6 and 8.
For God's sakes.
6 and 8. I mean, Bazaar of Baghdad's not even that egregious of a card. It's just an expensive card.
Just in his dual lands, you cocked him up. All right.
And it's, you know, it's not like he's dropping turn one Winter Orb or Soul Ring or something.
Well, that's just it. The reason I'm talking about the love of the game is that I want to talk as well about, like, why we do this show. Now, listen, we talk about our patrons. Okay, yes, we have patrons. Thank you. We have, like, 12 of them, and they're at the $5 level. So we're not getting rich off of this by any stretch. It keeps the lights on. It makes it so I'm not spending out of pocket every month. The truth is, though, oh, boy, here we go. We could also come up with a game that it's 2v2 Planeswalkers versus Commander Craft.
That's two-headed giant.
Yeah, it's two-headed giant commander. We could talk about that.
That could be a thing. I don't know.
But then I'm definitely going to limit what Anthony can do or what Steve can do. Hell yeah. But we do this show. It really started with, honestly, it was for me, it was a knee-jerk reaction. My friend was leaving. And, you know, without getting too personal here, I moved to this area 5 years ago to be with the woman who's now my wife. And I've never regretted it. I never will regret it. It's the best decision I ever made.
Regardless of how many things she throws at you.
Yes, exactly. No matter how many things she throws at me. So she can't hear me because she's listening to Pink. So
That's not a bad thing. Pink's pretty good.
She can somewhat hear me. That's great. Then you're somewhat gonna throw something at me. Yeah.
You're going to get something somewhat thrown at you.
Yeah. She's, you know, I've never regretted leaving, but I don't know if anybody realizes this, but as hard as it may be when you're 18, 19, when you go to college to make friends, some of us might have had a hard time. Try being 46. Okay, making friends at this age, it's almost weird. Like, if you walk up to somebody now and be like, hey, we should hang out. They're like, dude, I think you're a nice guy and all. But, you know, I got a wife.
as an adult and adulting, you don't walk up to somebody and say, hey, you want to come play with me?
Yeah. No. You know, it seems like our friendship, like, we found each other through magic and stuff like that. And then you were leaving the company. And I got to admit it, that Christmas party, we had kind of joked about it. But I remember sitting there at the Christmas party, and it was your last day, and you turned your keys in, and you borrowed my key to go use the bathroom. And that's where I came up with the idea of, like, no, this needs to be a fucking thing. So I remember sitting there, and I think I came up with it right on the spot of, like, Planeswalkers. Like, let's do this podcast. And you were like, I don't do broadcasting, and I don't know much about other formats other than standard. I'm like, well, there's no standard podcast. And you were surprised. I'm like, I listen to a ton of magic podcasts, and there's no podcast dealing with standard. Let's do this. Let's, you know, and you know, you took some convincing you wanted to do it, but you were really nervous. And go and listen to some of the earlier episodes. I mean, Aramis then and Aramis now are two different hosts. You could host your own show, Aramis, and be fine.
Like, here's my thing. I'll go. Yeah. Pull back the curtain, full disclosure. I have a lot of social anxieties.
Right.
I don't like speaking in front of people. I don't like doing new things. I'm really... Change is hard for me.
Right.
I said this during, ironically, a graduation speech in front of 500 people, that my wife was the large reason that I sort of came out of my shell and became more comfortable with this, because she really drew that out of me. And I know she's not watching at this point, but babe, I love you. And then this was all you. I did that speech. I'll tell you that story later. Speaking with people and doing all this stuff, it's even now is not 100% comfortable for me. I still get nervous. I still get sort of jittery. But as I do it, as I get used to it, I settle in, I get more comfortable.
Dude, I can tell right now, like I said, you could host your own show. You could, you know, I come from broadcasting. I started in radio, God, 11 years ago now. I did a radio show back home. And, you know, even before that, I dabbled in various other performance. I went to school for music and theater, folks. I mean, standing up in front of people, as long as I'm in a character... If you have me stand in front of you as Will Benson, no, even this is a character, okay? The beer guzzling and all of that, it's all a character. I can do that. Like, if you have me stand in front of you as, like, me, that's a different story. But you know, I've been doing this a long time, and that was kind of where how I think I convinced you. As I'm like, look, I'll take the main seat. I'll be the, you know, I'll welcome everybody. I'll steer the conversation. I know how to sit in the main seat. I just need somebody to talk to and bounce things off of, and you bounce things back, and you have your own topics, and that's just it. You are, and nothing against any other co-hosts I've been with, Tim or anybody else. You are the best co-host I've ever had on radio, podcasts, whatever, dude. I cannot say it enough. We have the right dynamic in that we don't always agree on things. We have differing sets of views and values, so it kind of covers a wide broth. I have no idea why I said broth. Apparently, I want chicken soup. However, this show is why I do this show still. And I mean, I'll be honest, folks, and I'm sure Aramis will concur with this. There are weeks we don't want to do the show. Where we're there's nothing going on. There's no, or there could be 1,000 topics, but we just had a day where we were like, ugh. And I think one week we had previews lined up, and even I came home from work and was like, I can't go tonight. I just can't go. I cannot. Yeah. I had a day, you know, and that's where us being now, if I was in radio again and I was doing radio and, you know, being professional and paid, I'd be like, well, I got to go anyway. But we run our podcast. We could be like, we'll go tomorrow.
Yeah. And, you know, it normally works out because there's a lot of podcasts that take long hiatuses for seasons and whatnot. We pretty much go every week.
Right. We take a couple weeks off in the summer usually. Yeah. We're going to be off and on through the winter here.
Yeah. And like we mentioned at the beginning of this. Yeah. Like we mentioned at the beginning of this show is that, you know, the last month and a half of the calendar year is usually a quiet time as far as standard is concerned. But we've been, honestly, I don't know if blessed is the right word, but we've been lucky that shit's been hitting the fan all year with standard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, bannings and powerful cards.
Well, because Wizards went stupid.
Oh my god. Wizards found the power button. They're like, snapped it off. And I go, oh, that can't be good.
Seriously,
can't.
Didn't somebody leave? I still think that that's what happened. Like, somebody left and they were like, suckers. All right, let's do companions.
There's a dial that they turn for power level, and it goes from 1 to 10. Somebody took a Sharpie and drew in like 15, and then they stuck it there, and then the dial broke. I think that's what happened.
No, these are better amps. See, these ones go to 11. These are better. Well, it's really just another. No. These are better because they go to 11.
11.
Have you seen Spinal Tap? You know where that.
I have not seen Spinal Tap, but I know the reference, but I haven't seen Spinal Tap.
Oh my! All right, write that down. That's a homework assignment. You must watch.
I'm
going to
fail
Tap.
That class. I'm totally failing that class,
dude. You have to watch it at least once. You have to watch it at least once. It's an experience in and of itself.
My list of movies that I have to watch starts here, goes around the block about twice, and they're all good movies. It's just I haven't. It's for whatever reason. Either I missed it or I didn't know it existed or
wait, like
whatever.
Like a city block or like where you live, like a country block, which is like 10 miles?
I would say a couple of Rhode Islands.
Okay, well, there are a couple of Rhode Islands. Jesus,
it's large. There are some movies, like, full disclosure, and this is probably going to, like, end our friendship. I have not seen any of the Godfather movies. I have them on the list. They're on the list, but it's like I haven't done it. Wrong. See? Wrong, I told you. Wrong. You're wrong. I know. You're wrong. I take full ownership of that. That is totally on me. It's one of those things. It just didn't happen for whatever reason. But they're on the list, and I want to see them. But I'm not going to see them on like network television where they get censored and
no, you can't.
All that bullcrap. I gotta see them.
And here's the thing: I don't think they'll be censored as much now because, like, 1970s rated R and 2020 rated R is the difference between shooting a bullet and throwing it.
Yeah, but it'll still get censored. But still, commercials.
Yeah,
f that noise.
Yeah. Trust me, The Godfather, oh my gosh, dude, I might
know.
Go watch that now. I'm just serious.
I know. But that's the thing. It's not that I'm like ignorant about this. I know how good they are. I just haven't done it.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like our holiday special part, like why we love magic, why we love the show. Coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks, we'll talk about where we go for our third year, what we want to do, what we hope to accomplish. We'll have a year in review show, obviously, to close out the season. You know, but we should get to combat, and I don't think we have one. Do we? We're kind of at 54 minutes. We could always do
pineapple doesn't belong on pizza?
All right, yeah. I can't combat that.
Yeah.
Main phase.
Why all right, this main two. Welcome to main two phase. All right, so state of standard. Well, the state of standard is standard.
It's standard is good.
Standard is good.
Relatively speaking, because we know where we've been this year. Compared to this
I gotta
year.
I got to be honest. I'm kind of a little bored. Like, they messed with our ability, not to be blunt, but like, you know.
It's hard to have fun when you know that there's nothing that's going to die soon.
And it's not just that. It's like.
It's safe.
No, it's kind of like somebody who like, I hate to do this, I'm just going to go there, who pleasures themselves every day using the absolute best power toys they can find, and then has to deal with a regular person. There is no way that the regular person can ever measure up to the Jackhammer 5000.
We're going there, I guess. Okay.
And the explicit tag is on the cast.
Oh, that might cost us our sponsorship.
Well, you could always edit that out. But
that's true.
No, it seems like they've messed with our barometer for what is satisfying in regards to standard.
Like, yeah, with the dial having been set at 11 all year long, having it now at 7 or 8, it feels kind of
a little underwhelming.
A little numb.
Yeah, it's like, you know, right now the number one deck on it's really two number one decks. It's Gruul Adventures or Team of Ramp. Both are good. Both are solid. There's nothing really to say about it. Gruul Adventures has been in the hunt ever since Throne of Eldraine started. Teemer Ramp has kind of come out of the woodwork, but it's almost an adventure deck in and of itself.
Yeah, Teemer Ramp is basically the reincarnation of the Teemer Adventures deck.
Yeah.
Just it has a little more rampiness without the absurd rampiness that we had before with Growth Spiral.
Into the Royal you know, it's playing a little more.
You look at those ramp spells and you look at the spells that were legal 6 months ago and you're like, holy crap. Talk about a step down. But yeah, there's multiple archetypes that are, you know, competitive. I'm not going to say good, but they're competitive.
Right. Mono Red is still having fun.
Mono Red's still there. Cycling is still there.
Yeah.
You know, it's on the fringe.
It's Zenith Flare. If they ban Zenith Flare, cycling.
Well, yeah, of course. Zenith Flare is the deck. But
well, because cycling is the answer to mill, because of Zenith Flare. Sure.
Yeah.
Mill me.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Please mill. Mill. Take 50.
Yeah. In regards to that, I mean, so standard is where it's at. Listen, I haven't played standard. I've been playing historic, though, like a freaking fiend.
It's been hard to play standard, and it's weird because this is actually the kind of metagame that I want, but I think I'm going to say this. I think a lot of it is because you're not playing in person, and that personal aspect, it really becomes almost like work.
Yeah.
And you can still have fun with it, but if you're playing on Arena, that means you're playing the ladder. If you're playing the ladder, that means the wins count for more, the losses hurt more, you tend to get tilted, and it's not as fun. It's not as fun as going to your store on Friday night and bringing, even if it is a tier one meta, coming in, playing a few rounds, winning a couple of packs, having a good time, and then going home. And if I'm going to be playing over cameras, I want to play Commander.
You're not wrong.
You know, because standard is for tournaments.
Yeah.
Standard is not to have fun. You want to have fun at the kitchen table. You're playing Commander.
Yeah.
Or even just Pauper or kitchen table Magic. But it's that'll be the one thing I will be looking forward the most when all of this is finally over and all of the restrictions are lifted to the point where we can go to game stores for events again, is sitting down for Friday Night Magic to play Standard, because I want to play Standard. I want to enjoy Standard. But right now, it's hard to do that because, for me personally, it's because of the ladder.
And here's the thing. I'm having fun with Historic because I'm playing Standard that I played 2 years ago. Like, the mono, I'm playing my Hazoret Mono Red with extra toys, but it's pretty much Hazoret Ramunap Red. I'm playing God Pharaoh's Gift, and I'm having a blast with that deck.
It's like God Pharaoh's Gift exists in the Historic meta, but it's a, you know, terrible deck. It's like tier four.
Yeah, but because it doesn't win very well.
Yeah, I mean,
here's the thing. You want to know what? It wins for me. Why? I play best of one.
Yeah.
And it comes out of nowhere. They don't see it coming. And then, you know, it's kind of fun. You know, yeah, I'm enjoying Historic a little bit. I'm playing Commander a lot. You know, we play at least once a week. You know, I play sometimes with the students, you know, once a week or so. Yeah, like, I can't say enough good about it. So,
it's Magic the way it was meant to be played.
So Standard is where it's at. It's going to probably be where it's going to be until Kaldheim.
Which is fine, by the way.
And yeah. And by the way, yes, we're aware that Kaldheim has had leaks. No, we're not going to address them. As a standard rule here, we don't do leaks. We'll do spoilers. We'll do, you know, previews, but we will not do leaks. Right. So, other than that, the last thing I really wanted to talk about tonight is Commander Legends. I mean, it came out 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And
I got a bone to pick with that.
Yeah, I can as well. I do think the variances in box value seems to be wicked way out of whack. Like, you got people really with getting five, like Mana Leak or whatever it is there. Mana Drain. You got people pulling Mana Drains and then the Lotus and then this, that, and then, you know, then you have other people who are pulling nothing out of their boxes.
The problem is because there's literally only five or six cards that have any real value in the set, and they're the reprints. Like, the best card that I opened out of my box was either the Etched Foil Sakashima or the Scroll Rack, which are both solid, good cards. I was hoping for a Vampiric Tutor or a Mana Drain, but didn't get it. My issue with Commander Legends isn't necessarily the value of the box. I mean, if you're open boxes for value, you're doing it wrong anyway.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you'll lose. My problem is the foils. Not only do they seem to be warping more than usual, they're also extremely washed out. Yeah. I have a foil. What the heck is it?
They're pringling like it's their job.
Not even the pringling. I have a foil, the enchantment that gives your creature tokens +1/+1 in vigilance. I forget what it's called. You can barely read it.
Really?
It's like, it looks like it's gray. It is so washed out. It is terrible. Now, the etched foils are beautiful. They're not curling. They are not curling. Like, they curl a little bit the other way, like horizontally instead of vertically, I guess, is the way to say it. But it's really not bad. Like, I left out, I didn't get a chance to sort through and binder up all of my cards until today. I had to put all my foils under 20 pounds of weights to flatten them out. I had to do that overnight to flatten them out because they were literally Pringles. I could stand them up vertically.
That's not cool.
It was terrible. But the etched foils were fine. They were flat as a board. So, I mean, I don't know what, they obviously did a different foiling process for the etching. If they can figure out a way to do that for the regular foils, I would be thrilled beyond belief.
All right, this is foil. I'm not pringling for some reason. I'm kind of happy with that.
You might have it in wherever you have it. Probably has really low humidity.
Yeah, it's in my office. So, yeah. But it's not just that. It's actually in the box and it's got weight on both sides. So
yeah, that's, I haven't, that's put the thing too. Like, I left them. I left them out.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't put mine in a binder yet. That's coming. So,
like, put it this way, I have a card here. It's a Pokemon code card, but they were like this.
Oh dear.
Whereas the regular foil, like the etched foils, were bending a little bit like
lift
that.
Lift it up because you're not in the shot. There you go.
Right there. So yeah, it was like the etched foils were doing this a little bit, but the regular foils were doing this.
Yeah, that's bad.
And that was after like a day.
Yeah.
And I know that people are complaining about that all the time, and it's whatever it is. You know, it's obviously because there's a layer of metal, and it expands at a different rate than the cardboard, da-da-da-da-da-da. But other card games have foils that don't do this.
Yeah.
And they used to not do it. Not as bad.
Well, I mean, there are many problems. I mean, there are. There are many problems with Commander Legends. I don't think it was worth the wait.
No.
I mean,
not worth the delays.
There are cards in it that will impact decks and cards that I'm playing. Mm-hmm. But overall, because we can't draft, because we can't, you built a draft set for a time when drafting is dangerous. Now, I know that, it's like Fight Club. Okay, I understand it. You don't talk about Fight Club. I know there are stores. I know of stores that have run events, that have run drafts. I will not attend those because I'm not crazy. We're in a pandemic, and the last thing I want is to touch cards that 8 other people have touched.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, like, they were talking about this when the Thanksgiving travel was happening, and oh my God, that was terrifying to watch. You could take your COVID test negative. You could have still been exposed that day. 5 days later, it's between being exposed to when you first can test positive.
Right.
It's up to 5 days. So you could have tested negative, visited your folks for a week. Day 5 of that visit, you would have tested positive, but you would have been contagious the whole time.
That's just it. It's the last thing we should be doing is drafting. I can get behind a sealed event. All right. If I'm the only one touching my cards, I can get behind a sealed event. But there's no way to draft. I don't care how many times you say, well, we have hand sanitizer. Well, we have this. Well, there's no possible way that you can safely, draft. I don't care if you're wearing gloves. I don't care if while you're wearing gloves, after you have your deck, you're sleeving them, and then you can take your hands out of your gloves. I don't care.
The worst thing you could do.
Right. It just, at the end of the day, there's no safe way to draft, but you've put out a set that really, I would love to draft Commander Legends. I think it would be a freaking hysterically awesome thing. And you know what? They should put out a second set once this is over. Because maybe then I'll feel differently.
I think this is print to demand.
Yeah. I may feel differently in a year, but right now, it's a miss. It just is. It's a miss for me. I'm glad I got the box. I'm glad I got the cards. I had a great time playing with you guys last week, but I'm down with, it's just kind of a miss, and that's okay.
I think they missed the boat on what cards they could have put in. I think there were other cards that probably should have been reprinted that weren't.
Right.
There's no reason not to just put Sol Ring in the set. It's in the precons. There's no reason not to just put it in the set.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Because it's been reprinted to.
But we offered you a card that gives you 2 mana for 4.
Yes, Sisay's Ring. Yeah. I mean, I like the fact they reprinted the diamonds. I like the fact that they, put Command Tower in there. Commander Sphere, fine. That's a good card. There's good cards in the set. There are plenty of good, solid commander cards in the deck. Like
Commander Staples. If you don't have a commander deck other than precons, absolutely. Get a couple packs of this.
And I'll put it like this. For me personally, Commander Legends was a hit in regards to my Admiral Beckett Brass deck because there were a crap ton of new pirates I could use. I basically rebuilt my Beckett Brass deck because of all the good stuff in Commander Legends. No, I'm playing a brand new deck on Wednesday. So
you son of a bitch.
It's in this box right here.
Is it Esper? It's Esper, isn't
it? It is not Esper. Oh. It's monocolored.
Actually, Nick is building an Esper deck.
I want to build an Esper deck. I have the commander in mind that I want to use, but I'm building an Esper deck at some point.
Well, is it the one I used for Commander Legends?
No.
Okay, he's building it around that. So,
yeah, it's not a mineral.
We're a little bit over. We had a good show tonight. It's good to be back. We'll be back next week, obviously. Come back next week, and in 2 weeks we'll take at least the Monday night off. But why don't we go ahead and get to the end step and take us on out?
Sure.
End step.
All right, so while we're rolling up our playmats and putting our cards back in their satin towers and taking the pizza boxes over to the trash can, because damn it, your mother still does not work in this game store, we want to remind you that both Aramis and I stream Arena on the Planeswalker Podcast channel on Twitch. Look up Planeswalker's Podcast there. You can also follow me on Twitch at Mindcrime73.
And obviously I haven't been streaming much in the last several weeks for, you know, life reasons and other reasons, but I think my hope is we'll see what happens after the holidays. I'm going to try to see how employment situation works and everything else. But if I can stream at all, you can follow me on Twitch at RMECWRX. But most of the time when I stream, it's going to be on the Planeswalkers Podcast channel. So look for me there. But if Twitter is more your speed, you want to follow the show that way, you can find us at PlanestalkerPod on Twitter.
And my personal Twitter is at WR Benson. I don't tweet there very often. I tend to just be following my favorite musical group, the New Kids on the Block. You know, I got a serious love for Jordan, Donnie, Jonathan.
Talk to my wife about New Kids, okay?
Jordan, Donnie, Jonathan. I used to know all five. Joey and the other dude. And of course, you know, you can. So I tend to be there. I don't tweet very often, but I tend to follow my favorite bands. But of course, you can always follow us on Facebook. That's where we actually stream this show. Well, now we simulcast it. We do go on our Twitch, but we do stream the show there every week on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/planestalker. It's not planestalkers because somebody took that, but we actually just, we don't mind having a planestalker. And like and follow our page there. Our Discord, we want to remind you, and it's a great Discord. It's a little quiet these days. I think the holidays, but when we get closer to Kaldheim and we get closer to the Winnebox event, I have a feeling the Discord will pick up again. Discord.planestalkerpodcast.com is where it is. Come check it out. Discord.planestalkerspodcast.com.
And finally, you can send us emails and even ask for advice. You know, we were going to do the Ask Aramis section that kind of fell by the wayside, but you know what? If you want to ask a question to either one of us about the show, about the game, about whatever, we have
about
our own
my beer
email addresses. About the beer, yeah, which is just, that was just a massive jug of beer. Oh, insane.
Dude, I'm a third of the way through. I only have a third left. So
you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and your liver is going to be sitting next to you having a cup of coffee.
It's like, I'm out of here, prick. All right, go on.
Yeah. So, emails, you want to send them to us. We each have our own email address. The show has its own email address as well. The email address for the show proper is podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. If you want to send us an email personally, you can fire one off to will@planestalkerspodcast.com. You can send one to myself at Aramis, A-R-A-M as in Michael, I-S as in Sam, @planestalkerspodcast.com.
And I want to remind you guys, I do host another podcast. It deals with DC's Legends of Tomorrow, which is a superhero show. Obviously, with the pandemic, they're on hiatus, and it'll be on hiatus probably till next spring or maybe summer. But in the meantime, we've been playing a lot of Minecraft. We do something called Flashcraft, which is we're building like DC landmarks in Minecraft. We built a Hall of Justice. The Legion of Doom is coming along great. Next up is Wayne Manor. I tend to stream that out pretty good, and I do stream it on our Planeswalkers channel because why not? It's content. So find us and follow us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. And we want to remind you guys about the iTunes reviews. Now, listen, we don't do the giveaways anymore, mostly because every time we tried to give away stuff, nobody responded. So, however, the iTunes reviews, all right, if in this time of year, maybe you don't want to, you know, give to the Patreon. And we get that. We understand that. But the iTunes reviews are really the best way to help support the show non-monetarily. In that, if you go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, the more we get, the more visible we become. And I'll be honest with you, I've discovered this week, I did some research, anything less than 5 stars is no bueno. Like, it doesn't do anything for us. So 5-star reviews will bring more eyes to the show, which will actually bring more listeners and allow us to do more content and more things. It would really, really, really help the show. So I understand that a lot of you might be on Android phones or might not be in the iTunes world. I get that. But really, iTunes is where podcasts were born. And, you know, if you can, if you're not an Apple user, if you don't have an iPhone, you know, download iTunes from Apple. you know, log in with an email address account and just go to the, you know, look up Planestalkers Podcast in the app store, or the podcast store, I should say. Leave us a review. 5 stars, leave a comment. We will read it on the show, and we'll be very, very thankful for it. We really do appreciate it. It does help the show. So please go do that for us. But given that that's it, I think it's time for us to back out. So we want to thank you guys very much for hanging out with us tonight. This is kind of a fun show. It was kind of just a throw it against the wall, see if it sticks show. So we had a good time. Aramis, how about you? Did you have a good time?
I think everything is sticky.
Yes. Well, and it's because I'm drinking a lot. So we will be back next Monday with our last show, but probably before the holidays. We want to thank you guys for listening, for hanging out with us. We will be back next Monday, and we'll be back Wednesday with Planestalkers Playcast.
We'll be playing cards.
Yes, we're playing Commander with Stephen Anthony, so join us there. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you then. Have a good week, and remember to always leave some of your mana untapped, because you never know when you'll need it. Take care, and have a good one. Bye-bye now.